Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we'll listen to a unique perspective on impermanence as portrayed in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 365, penned by the poet Markandeyanar. Set in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense, the verse subtly instructs a king to follow the right path. மயங்கு இருங் கருவிய விசும்பு முகன் ஆக இயங்கிய இருசுடற் கண் என பெயரிய வழி இடை வழங்கா வழக்கு அருநீத்தம் வயிறக் குரட்டின் பயங்குமணி ஆரத்து பொன்னம் திகிரி முன்சமத்து உருட்டி பொருணர்கானா செரும் மிகு முன்பின் முன்னோர் செல்லவும் செல்லாது இன்னும் விளைநல பெண்டிரின் பலர் மீக்கூற உள்ளேன் வாளியர் யான் என பல்மான் நிலமகள் அழுத காஞ்சியும் உண்டு என உரைப்பரால் உணர்ந்திசினோரே. The literary device of projection is employed to highlight a truth in this verse. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Having the vast sky fused with clouds, lightning and thunder as the face, and the two moving flames as the eyes, I am. Traversing space is difficult, even for the wind to cross, with diamond hubs and swaying chains of gems around golden wheels. The road unto battlefields filled with enemies of strength, and even after they have left, without leaving, akin to women who sell their beauty, as many praise, I still live on, long may I live. So goes the lamenting song of the earth woman, say those who have sensed it. Let's delve into the intricacies. The poet first sketches a visage for this entity called Earth. He personifies this entity as a woman and says her face is that of the sky. With the constantly changing elements of clouds and its companions, thunder and lightning. For the Earth woman's eyes, he calls in the sun and the moon to shine in place. After that celestial sketch, the poet speaks as if in the voice of this earth woman, and she says that great kings have lived and rode their bejeweled chariots to spaces where even the wind does not cross, and they have fought enemies, many in such battlefields. In the end, even those great kings have perished. When these great leaders who ruled over me left, I did not leave with them, and like women who sell their beauty, I still live on, cries the voice of this earth woman, or so say those who are knowledgeable, concludes the poet. In essence, the earth woman is crying because she did not part away with those great rulers and lives on as others lay claim on her and rule over her. This account is meant to tell the king, heed the words of the one who has lived long. No conquest, no riches, nothing lasts, and so seek the path of virtue during the days of your life. A message we have been hearing in different words, and here we hear it as a lament of the long-living land. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.